Welcome to this week's Body and Soul interview. With me here again is Elsa Rodriguez from Westwood Club, and we're going to talk about how to get back in shape after pregnancy. And I think Elsa is the right person for that. Hi, Elsa.
Hi, Vivian.
So, Elsa, you got a baby just recently, right? So you might know how hard it can be after pregnancy doing exercise, and you as a personal trainer as well want to be in form as quick as possible, I guess. Did you struggle with your body after pregnancy?
Well, a little bit. We have to learn how to be patient because the body, because of the hormones, the body is not that easy to lose weight, to be again on the shape that we were before. So it takes a couple of months and we have to be patient.
When did you start doing exercises again after pregnancy?
Started about 8 weeks after I had my baby, Liam, but with Pilates exercise, so low-impact exercises, and then build it up along the way.
So it's important to keep in mind not doing high-impact exercises because of the tummy muscles, which are not the same as before pregnancy.
After pregnancy, the pelvic floor during the pregnancy had a lot of pressure because of the weight of the baby. So it takes a couple of months for the muscles to recover completely. So it's important not to put the muscles on pressure so they can recover and we can be back to our old shape again.
Is there a specific time or a time slot you should wait after labor starting workout?
Depending on the kind of labor we have. So if it's a normal labor, you can start working out after 8 weeks, 8 to 10. If you have a C-section, you normally have to wait about 3 months. So you can start slowly. So the muscle you have, so it's kind of it's a surgery. So the muscle is cut. So you have to wait for the muscle to recover again, so to be able, in a safety way, gain the muscle and come back to your shape again.
So is there anything for moms to keep in mind doing postnatal workouts? Would you recommend to have a closer look on specific exercises, or are there any exercises which might be dangerous?
Well, high impact exercises, I would not advise recent mommies to do that. So first, they have to have a clearance from the doctor that they are okay to do exercises. And then I would start to pelvic floor exercises, or Pilates classes will be a good way to start and to strengthen the muscle. And then start with a little bit of cardio and strength. Strength actually is very important because we lose a lot of the muscle tissue with the pregnancy, so with the hormones. So it's good to work weight training. So it's very good to start with that.
Did you ever did like these mommy and child workouts with your son?
A little bit in the beginning. When I started to go outside to walk, I was walking with him, and then would hold him and make a couple of squats, but just kind of a play time with Liam, not a very intense exercises.
Yeah, so if you go to the gym, it's more intense, I guess. And
Exactly, it's different.
But it's fun to do that during the day, like few squats, and see how Liam reacts to that.
He likes it. He enjoys it very much. He likes the movement.
Yeah, and
just
I think,
like mommy.
Yeah. So he's a sporty.
Yeah, hopefully you will.
So, did you ever do diet after pregnancy? So is there, if you do diet or start diet, is there anything you have to keep in mind, maybe if you're breastfeeding or if you're not breastfeeding, like in general, is it a good idea to diet?
Okay, if you're breastfeeding, we have to be very careful because the baby had always food from the mommy, so it's not a good timing to go on a diet. What I would advise is a healthy diet, so you eat the calories you need, so around 1800 and plus 300 for the producing of the milk, and healthy food. But even when you eat healthy food, you need to be careful with the kind of food you eat. You have to be very aware of it. By example, with me, I was eating a lot of asparagus, and Liam was getting a lot of colics because of asparagus. So even when you have a healthy diet, you have to be careful what kind of food you eat. When you stop breastfeeding, so that's okay to start a diet. So the normal one, so you reduce a little bit the amount of calories you eat and you start doing exercise. But you have to be much more careful because you're going to be more tired. So it's different. It's a little bit different. So I would not do a very restrictive diet. Just reduce a little bit the amount of food and eat in a healthy way, and just give yourself like 1 year to get to your previous weight. So it just takes a little bit longer.
Yeah, so don't take too much pressure on yourself to get
exactly.
back in shape.
Exactly.
So I saw pictures of you on social media doing exercise during pregnancy. Can you tell us a bit about the struggles you had to fight with, or what mommies-to-be have to keep in mind while exercising during pregnancy?
Yeah, I was doing exercise. I had to reduce a little bit the intensity of the exercise, of course, and the frequency, because I was more tired. And then we struggled with the weight, so little things like squats with the weight gaining becomes a little bit harder. But it's actually good to do to keep active during the pregnancy. It makes you feel useful, healthier, and it makes your body work. It helps with the pregnancy, and it actually is going to help with through the labor and in the recovery. So my advice would be, stay active.
But I guess there are a lot of mummies or mummies-to-be which are scared of doing exercises. Do you have any like tips, or would you recommend specific exercises which aren't really dangerous, or you can't hurt the child?
What I would say is, if the mummy-to-be is active, it's okay to do exercise. Pregnancy is not a good time to start new things. So if you're not exercising, or if you're not doing strength training, so it's not a good time to start, okay? But if you're already doing it, that's okay. Just have to do small adjustments. So like reduce the intensity, the frequency, things like that. Then exercises that are actually dangerous is just jumps. So high-impact exercises, they are not good. So, but the mummies-to-be, they just don't feel right doing a lot of jumps. So it just feels wrong.
Yeah.
And the core training. So the core is going to change. So it's actually, it's not dangerous for the baby. It's just no benefits on that. And you can actually increase the gap. If you have a gap between the pec or the rectus, the muscle on your belly, you can actually increase the gap, so it's going to be harder to recover.
So
core training and jumps are the things that I wouldn't say that would be the best things to do during pregnancy.
But I guess yoga and Pilates is as well really good, right?
Yeah. Very specific, because in Pilates and in yoga, there's exercise that the core training that the pregnant lady shouldn't do. But so you go to specific classes. Or if you have actually a routine of doing it, that's okay, because you know the options. But if you don't have, better to go to specific Pilates, pregnancy Pilates, and yoga and pregnancies. So
yeah, but you should always tell the instructor before doing a class that you're pregnant, and they definitely will tell them what to keep in mind.
Of course, the instructor will always should know all of the options to give the pregnant lady.
So, Elsa, have you any special tips for moms or future moms concerning dieting, workout, healthy lifestyle, fitness, whatever?
My advice would be, keep active as long as you feel okay. Just use common sense. So if some exercises feels wrong, just stop doing it. Eat well. And just keep, what I would do is just one day a week I would do at my craving, so I would eat a lot of sweets or at my special things a day a week. That's allowed.
It's just once a week.
And that's it.
So is there anything else you would like to add?
No, I think that is all in a simple way.
So do you think about getting a second child?
Well, not for now. He's only 7 months old, so I'm still readjusting my life, but we'll see.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah, that's for sure. You never know. But I guess you will stay as active as you are during the second pregnancy, if there is a second pregnancy.
So, I hope so.
Yeah, just thank you for the interview. And yeah. We will have
You're very another, welcome, Vivian.
We will definitely have another interview as well. So, thanks. I
No,
just
you're okay. Thank you.
That was Elsa Rodriguez, a personal trainer from Westwood Club.